I am Aurélie Aben from the Dermatology Department of the University Hospital of Ghent. The topic of my poster is the diagnostic approach to Harlequin syndrome, a remarkable condition characterized by unilateral decreased flushing and anhidrosis of the face due to damage of the sympathetic fibers on the ipsilateral side. Paradoxically, the unaffected side displays a compensatory overreaction to provide normal heat regulation, resulting in an asymmetry in facial appearance with a distinct line between the affected pale half and the unaffected red half following to a thermal or emotional stimulus. The key message I want to bring is that despite the rarity of the Harlequin syndrome, dermatologists should be aware of it and its presence should alert clinicians to further investigate for an underlying cause. Most cases are idiopathic and benign, but nevertheless distressing for patients and a diagnostic challenge for clinicians. The underlying reason to bring this topic was a 56-year-old female patient who came to our hospital with a history of 3 episodes of unilateral flushing and sweating on the right side of the face in a period of 2 years. All 3 episodes took place when the patient was submitted to physical exercise in a warm environment. The left side of the face remained anhidrotic and maintained its normal color. The key facts that we obtained are that in Harlequin syndrome, dysfunction may be located at any of the 3 levels in the cervical sympathetic trunk, as illustrated by figure 3. In most cases, Harlequin syndrome is idiopathic, but in 1 out of 6 cases, it is the first symptom of an underlying disorder or structural lesion. Harlequin syndrome can also be iatrogenic due to previous invasive procedures. Possible causes of Harlequin syndrome are listed in figure 4. Based on the possible causes, diagnostic approach to Harlequin syndrome consists of a clinical neurological evaluation with special attention to pupillary responses to make a distinction with Horner syndrome. Necessary imaging to exclude an underlying disease or lesion includes duplex ultrasound of the supraaortic trunks and MRI of the brain and the cervicothoracic region. Figure 5 displays a diagnostic flowchart. After DORA of investigations, our patient was diagnosed with idiopathic Harlequin syndrome, requiring no treatment. To conclude, I would like to repeat the 2 take-home messages. Although it is quite rare, dermatologists should be aware of the existence of Harlequin syndrome and its presence should alert clinicians to further investigate for an underlying cause. Most cases are idiopathic and benign, but nevertheless distressing for patients and a diagnostic challenge for clinicians.